Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here on this amazing Wednesday morning. Very excited to be here with you today. We are going to, we might have to do a last minute kind of switcheroo on our show topic today. I know that I put out there on the actual show page that we were going to be having a guest, and she might be having a little bit of difficulty making the connection for today. We haven't had her call in yet, so we're gonna kind of go over some some different stuff here and see if she can get on the call here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So you are listening to the program that is designed to help you to achieve more in life, in business, and in relationships, all based on maximizing the power of your brain. And understanding the brain-personality connection and the connection between, say, in that whole psychoneuroimmunology world, the connection between the that thought process that we have, and how our thinking can affect our health and our chemistry within our brain. That's a lot of what we discuss here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And we try to really focus on helping people to understand that they have a lot more control than, pardon me, than what they oftentimes think that they do based on their thought process and how to really control that and kind of silence those voices. And that was kind of how we were, the direction that we were going in with the topic of living radiant living. Now, I haven't done, I met Dr. Rachel a while ago, and we talked about getting her on the show a couple of times, and we finally got her here. So something must have been a hiccup, but that's part of what we were going to cover in the program, was really that thought process and how being able to the journey that she has gone through in achieving that, achieving more through just kind of really controlling the negative thinking that we have running through our head on those little, those little hamster wheels of negativity that we get into. So if you have questions, thoughts, I'm going to go ahead and do what I normally do in the wrap up while we're waiting here for, pardon me, the possibility of her being able to make it in on the call or make it in on the show. We have a lot of different things that we do with Your Best Mind, my parent company, and the Brain Lady Speaks show. And as you know, if you're a listener to the program, you know that I cover a lot of different topics, but all of them have that underlying message of the brain, or all of it has to do with brain science and what all of this neuroscience and neuropsychology is helping us to understand about our individual brains. We, whether it be, if you go back and you listen to an absolutely amazing program that we did a couple of months ago with the Charismatic Cowgirl and Sandra D. Robinson, and how the working with animals, in her case, working with horses, and how neuroscience is helping us to be able to utilize that gift of being able to be with animals and how that affects the brain and helps you to get past blocks in your brain and deal with emotional issues. So we cover things from that end all the way up to, sales and helping you to achieve a greater amount of sales or attract more business based on attracting the mind or the brain of the individuals that, your potential clients. We've done shows along that line. So we have a wide variety of things that we that we talk about. But as I said, it's always that we always come back to that underpinning of neuroscience. I'm going to pull up some of my scientific reading that I've been doing today or that I've been doing here recently about the brain and on the brain, and see what we can share. Because, there's so many we've talked about this before, that I'm never really at a lack for, you know, for material, so to speak, in terms of this, because there's so much, there's always so much to share. There's always so much new information coming out of the field of neuroscience and doing little brain bits and sharing information on the brain is, well, you know, there's always plenty there. If you think of, as you're listening to some of the programs, if you think of, if you've read some information, maybe you are, you know, you've read something interesting. You have read something, or you heard some amazing speaker. Maybe you saw a TEDx program or watched a TEDx video, and it struck you because it had to do with neuroscience. And it struck you as interesting or as something that would be a great fit for the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I encourage you to reach out and talk to me. Send me an email. Send me an email, pardon me, at info@brainladyspeaker.com. And we'll see if we can't get them on the program, or we can't highlight that particular topic or fascinating thing that you read. And if it works out, you know, who knows, maybe I'll pull you in as a guest on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Either way, you know, we can investigate and look at bringing that information that you found interesting. Because if you found it interesting, guess what? There's a lot of other individuals out there, a lot of other listeners to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show that might find that beneficial or enjoy interesting information that you enjoyed. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have, you know, it's something that you've battled with, or you're an entrepreneur. You know, this program is hosted on the EWN or the eWomen Networks. Pardon me. Oh my goodness. Silly allergies. Love the spring. Hate the allergies. On the EWN radio network. And this is our podcast network. So a lot of the listeners are female entrepreneurs. You are ladies out there who are struggling with certain facets of your business. And if you want to know if brain science can help you overcome those struggles or those challenges, then of course, again, reach out to me. Or if you have just a specific question about something to do with the brain personality connection. We talk a lot about, I teach a lot about the brain personality connection and how to truly understand what it is. What is the connection between the brain and the wiring in your brain and who you are as an individual? And then how to utilize and maximize those natural gifts within your life, within your business, within your relationships. And when we talk about the brain personality connection, you know, we're discussing, there's five main facets. I had a fun time. I did a presentation this last Saturday with a group of entrepreneurial women. And all this information, of course, applies. I'm not specifically with women, right? It applies to all of the sexes. It applies to, you know, male and female. It applies to individuals who are entrepreneurs or who are, you know, are domestic engineers or are retired or are young. Oh my goodness. So much of this information is so wonderful for teenagers. It's so wonderful for parents. So many different topics, so many different applications of this information. But when we're talking about, when I did this presentation on Saturday, and we talked about the three myths that can damage a business, and that's actually, I'm covering on a Facebook Live that I'm going to do here in about a little under 2 hours. I'm going to do it at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, talking about those three myths that can damage your business and how understanding the wiring within your brain combined with that psychoneuroimmunology affects your ability to have success in your business and in your life. And it was I had a really fun time on Saturday doing this presentation. And it's always fascinating to the listeners when they begin to grasp. And I love watching the light bulbs go on. I love watching people just kind of really light up and get it, right? Get it. Get the whole concept behind the brain personality connection and how that affects their the things that they battle in their life versus the things that come and flow naturally to them. Because neuroscience shows us that there are areas in our brain that as individuals, we just spend less amount of energy to work with. And we tend to become best friends with individuals who have those same similar gifts, right? But we're oftentimes drawn to individuals who possess opposite gifts, but at the same time of being drawn to them in relationships because we want them to fulfill the things we don't want to do because they take too much energy in the brain. The overall personality of the diagonally opposite or personalities are sometimes a little bit challenging to deal with. And this is all wrapped up in those five main facets of the brain personality connection. And four of those facets are unique to us. They're our brain wiring. It's in our DNA. It's in our DNA coding. And that DNA coding starts, you know, when those cells begin to divide and what is put in your chromosomes and how your brain is wired, what your introversion, extroversion level is. Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? Do you know what that means? Are you an ambivert? Have you heard of what an ambivert is? Where are you on that scale? And how does understanding that information affect your interaction with other people? How does, you know, what kind of a difference does that make for you? And in your relationships, how do you honor the introvert and be understanding of the extrovert, as I like to say, because there's a big difference, you know, there really is a big difference, and it's wiring in the brain. It has to do with the reticular activating system in the brain. It has to do with that wiring in the brain and how your brain perceives and interacts and processes data and information. When you understand this, it helps you to be more understanding of the polar opposites of you. That's one of the five main facets. Another one of the five main facets that we talk about is your sensory modality. What is your sensory modality? In other words, what is the out of the five main senses, there are three main modalities. And which of those categories, whether you're auditory, visual, or kinesthetic, which one of those categories do you fit into? Which of those, how does your brain process incoming data most efficiently and effectively? Pardon me again. It's different. It's different for different brains. And unless you're sensory impaired, you know, you use all of your modalities. You use all of those, your senses. But there is a main portion of your brain that lights up faster. There's a main method that your brain takes in information more efficiently and effectively. So if you're walking in the room into a room just, you know, nanoseconds before the other senses, you have one main sense that just comes to the forefront, that just peaks, that it's processing things faster. It hits your emotion center in the brain deeper. Whether if it's words or if it's sounds versus it's visually what you see versus is it what you feel. And kinesthetics are very interesting. They're the, you know, about 30% of the population, and they kind of wrap in the remaining senses, not the sight and the sound as much as the taste and the smell. They, you know, they have a heightened sense of smell. So where are you on that? And do you know what your sensory modality is? And do you know what the sensory modality is of either the clients you're trying to attract or the individuals in your close personal relationships? This is huge. This is huge. I often share the example of my husband and I. You know, my husband is very kinesthetic. That's his sensory modality. Mine is auditory. So all I need to do is hear the words. All I need to do is be able to have him tell me what to do or have, not tell me what to do. That sounds wrong, but have him communicate to me what he's trying to communicate to me via words, which is a very common way to communicate. And by doing that, you know, I have, we're great. We're good. We're cool, right? We have I get it. I get it. Okay. My husband, on the other hand, he's kinesthetic. And it took me a while to process this back. This was one of the most aha moments, the biggest aha moments that I had back when I first learned the information on the brain personality connection. And that was, oh my goodness, I'm telling him things, but he needs to feel them. It made a difference to him that we hold hands. It makes a difference to him when I'm sitting next to him on the couch versus when I'm sitting, you know, face to face with him. I like sitting so I can see him because I'm an auditory. I want to have a conversation, right? So I want to be able to interact with him face to face. Whereas for him, the way his brain is going to process the information that, okay, she loves me is if I'm sitting next to him, if I'm holding his hand, if I am communicating to him on that physical level. Does that make sense? Kinesthetics have to feel it. And this was just like mind blown. When I first learned this information, it was like incredible. I'm like, oh my goodness, my poor husband. You know, I'm not communicating to him in that level. So I have to, even to this day, and we've been married for 31 years, and I've been teaching on the brain personality connection for over 16 years now. Actually, I think we're into 2018. So it was, we're pushing 18 years now since I've been teaching this information, and over 20 years, 22 years, 23 years that I've been studying neuroscience and how that connects to who we are and why we do what we do, and psychoneuroimmunology. But anyways, I digress. I kind of got sidetracked there. Coming back, even to this day, even though for almost two decades, I have been teaching the information on the brain personality connection, I still have to remind myself, we'll have communication mishits. You know, we'll have times when I tell him something, or I told him something 2 days ago and he doesn't remember it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Yes. It's either male brain, which is the third, you know, one of the five facets, or it's kinesthetic brain. And I just said it and I didn't make sure that, you know, he felt the message that I was trying to send. It's pretty powerful information in terms of interpersonal relationships, especially. And again, sales. We've discussed this on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show before. You know, sales. Do you speak or do you communicate sales, and do you address the needs of your potential clients in a method that their brain is going to get? And if you don't know if they're an auditory, visual, or kinesthetic, can you learn how to do it, become a whole brain communicator or a multi-sensory communicator, as I like to call it? So are you able to describe your products, your services, your ideas, your thoughts? You know, maybe you're going into a board of directors meeting. Maybe you are trying to implement into the company that you are part of, or you are a worker in the company and you have this great idea for something new and innovative that you want to share with upper level management. You know, but you don't know if they're auditory, visual, or kinesthetic. You don't know what their sensory modality is. You don't know how their brain wants to, oh my goodness, sorry about that, see, feel, or hear the information. You just don't know, right? You have no idea. So what do? You become a whole brain communicator. You communicate your message in across all the modalities. So you help the individuals you're interacting with see it, feel it, hear the message. And there's a definite training that you can do to become very good in these areas and help you to become that whole brain or that whole sensory modality, sensory communicator. And it's great. It's great in sales, you know, really emphasizing all of the benefits across the board. We do this fun little activity when I'm talking about this, when I'm dealing with this particular topic, I do a lot of corporate speaking. Shameless plug here. If you have a corporation that you think would be interested in this information, by all means, reach out and contact me. I would love to discuss the benefits that your best mind and we could bring into their corporation. But, and it, you know, we have this little process, this little game that we play or exercise that we do where we help we take just an abstract object, you know, grab something that's sitting on the table or grab something that's sitting on your desk or whatever. And you have to explain the value of this product or sell this product to your teammate based on discussing nothing more that or discussing how it feels, what it sounds like, what it looks like, and the value of this in those, across the board in all of these different with all these different processes in mind. A great way to engage the brain on a multi-sensory level. So that's one of the processes that we go through. And that's two. That's your auditory visual kinesthetics. That's one of the brain personality connection facets. The second that we discussed was the ambiversion, or the first we discussed was the introvert, ambivert, and extrovert. And how do you honor the introvert and be understanding of the extrovert and the way that their brains work. That's part of what we discuss and we teach with the brain personality connection. I mentioned the sex of the brain, whether you're male or female, if that Y chromosome is present, the brain is changed in 12 main areas. And for that reason, the processing style is a little bit different. The way that everything flows and comes together is different in the brain, and what is important is different in the brain of the, for the introverts or for the male and the female brain. And it all has to do with that Y chromosome and that chemical bath that brain gets. So it does make a difference. Society has some things to do with the difference in the treatment and in the way that men and women are viewed, but when you get right down to the brass tacks, so to speak, it has to do a lot with that chromosome and that chemical bath and how strong was that chemical bath. You can even have an inherently female brain. I mean, you can have a female brain that is the where the Y chromosome is there and or isn't there, and yet due to the chemical bath that the brain gets, the hormonal bath that the brain gets at different stages of development, you may have a woman that thinks more like a man, and you may have a man that thinks more like a woman. You may have a female brain that scans more like a male brain, and you may have a male brain that scans more like a female brain. So you can't always be hard and fast when it comes to the brain personality connection because there's so many different facets. I often have my sisters often tell me, or my one sister often tells me, get out of your male brain. Because sometimes I have a tendency to think a little bit more as if I possess the Y chromosome. So it's very fascinating. But understanding that difference, this is why, again, the value of understanding the brain personality connection, understanding that difference between the male and the female brain is so crucial. It makes a difference. I mentioned earlier that sometimes when I have those communication mishits with my husband, a lot of times it's either because I didn't help him feel it or because I was talking as a female brain. One of the biggest things that I tell my female clients, if you're talking to a male, and I don't care if your son, I don't care if it's your significant other, your husband, I don't care if it is a male counterpart at work, I don't care if you're trying to sell to a man. When you are talking to a man, one of the biggest things you have to keep in mind is they cannot be distracted. Men are single thought processors. So they, us as women, we can cook the meal, be cooking dinner, be wiping the baby's nose, be talking on the phone and explaining something, helping our child with homework, right? We can do that. And that has to do with the corpus callosum in the brain. It has to do with the way that our brains function and the way that we light up our brains when we are processing thoughts. Men, however, their corpus callosum is structured differently. And for that reason, I mean, it literally is smaller in, it does not have as many neural connections, and those neural connecting fibers that go to the right to the left side of the brain, by the way, pardon me, the corpus callosum is the major neural pathway between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere in the brain. So it's how thoughts fire from one side of the brain to the other side. Simply put. And for a man, the neural connections are smaller in diameter and there are fewer of them. So it's the mass is not as great. And so they tend to stay on one side of the brain when they're processing thoughts. So they're single thought focused individuals. So if you are trying to communicate with them and they've got another thought on their mind, forget it. you could talk in very, you could explain everything so specifically and so clearly, but if they are, if their brain is thinking about something else, you completely lost them. You completely lost them. So in relationships, in my husband and mine relationship, oftentimes I'll be like, well, didn't you hear me? You were standing right, you know, you were sitting right there at your desk with those pool plans. He's a pool builder. He builds swimming pools with those pool plans sitting in front of you. And I told you exactly what it was I needed you to do. And all of a sudden at that very moment, you know, my brain will go, oh, crud. Pardon me. I was talking when he was had a single thought on something else. And it makes a real difference. Makes a real difference on, you know, on just what's going on and how the brain can process and what the brain can pay attention to, you know, male versus female. So we have the tunes coming in here now for the break. So let's take a break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And when we come back, we'll talk about the other facets.
Can provide you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with business parents creating dynamic relationships with their children and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindset. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me, the 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Hey everyone, this is Julie Brain Lady Anderson here, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and their personality, not in a metaphysical way, mind you, but with science. This is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, taking this life-changing message to the world is a large undertaking, a very large undertaking, as you can imagine. That is why I created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over 2 decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am the owner, founder, and CEO of Your Best Mind, and I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you're one of those who are up for the challenge and you want to increase your reach, your effectiveness with your clients, and help them to truly achieve the best in their life and relationships by utilizing the power of their brain, and you want to help me change the world for better one brain at a time, then reach out, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. That is info@yourbestmindonline.com. And let's get going.
By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show. Thank you for hanging in with me here on this program today. Before we went to the break, we were discussing the whole topic of the brain-personality connection, what it is, how it works, how it affects individuals and us as people and what we do. It looks like we have a caller coming in on the line, so I'm going to I'm going to open it up. We're going to give it a shot here. Let's keep it clean. I'm bringing you on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Who are we talking to today? Hello, you're on live. Hello. All right. Well, we'll just keep right on going here on the Brain Lady Speaks. We had the caller called in, but we must have had a connection problem with them getting on the line. But thank you for calling. If you want to, you can give it another shot. So continuing on with that brain personality connection, one of the most fascinating, we talked about introversion, extroversion, ambiversion, sensory modality, and the male-female brain. The other two facets are oftentimes the most fascinating. One is your brain quadrant dominance. So out of the four main quadrants in the brain, there's two on the left, two on the right. The brain is naturally divided by fissures. And based on those divisions, there are certain portions of the brain that are responsible for doing certain things. And according to scientific research done by out here in Berkeley or in Stanford at Stanford University and other parts of the United States or other parts of the world, I should say, it's shown that Dr. Richard Heyer says that you have the ability to spend the least amount of energy in one of those four quadrants. And that makes up the fourth portion of the brain personality connection. What part of your brain do you utilize with the greatest amount of ease? What portion of your brain are you the most gifted in? Are you the leader? Are you a follower? Are you the caretaker? Are you the nurturer? Are you the master coordinator and keep everything organized? Are you the innovator and come up with new ideas and thoughts every second of your life? Are you the boss, the one that makes those hard decisions? Well, that a lot of times has to do with your natural brain personality connection and your brain quadrant dominance. All right, we had our caller call back in. Let me see if this works to get him back on the call. All right, I just unmuted you. How are you doing? You're live on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Who am I talking with? Oh, they dropped again. Okay, all righty. At any rate, those are kind of those four quadrants and what they do. And when you understand the fact that the brain person, when you maximize your natural gifts in your quadrant, that makes a huge difference because you spend up to 1/100th the amount of energy to work there. It's easier for you to do that. Whereas working diagonally opposite, working out of other sections of your brain, especially the one that is the most difficult to access, can take up to 100 times as much energy, 100 times as much energy second for second. So it's important for us to understand this. The reason why is because if I have one brain personality connection, so for example, I am an innovator. That is the brain, the BPC that I have. That means that the section of the brain that I use with the greatest amount of ease is up in the front right quadrant of my brain, which gives me the big picture. It gives me the forward thinking. It gives me abstract thinking. It gives me a lot of crazy ideas, and some of them are pretty cool. However, keeping all of those ideas organized, keeping everything in my life organized and sequential is a bit of a challenge for me because the portion of my brain that is the most difficult for me to access based on my brain personality connection is the master coordinator section. It's the section of the brain that has to deal with keeping all of the details in line, keeping everything organized, keeping everything sequenced, getting bills paid on time, organizing every facet of your life from your relationships to your home, to your business, whatever that may be. So I need to be sure that if I'm in business, I hire someone or I have somebody come work with me that can take care of those things because they're things I'm not going to be gifted in. I'm not going to do that great. And it's going to take me way too much energy to do them. So I don't want to do that. I also want to make sure that I never take a career or build a business around doing things that master coordinators are gifted at doing because it's going to take too much of my brain energy. I'm not going to be happy. And when you're not happy, it affects your health, which kind of is where I started everything 23 years ago, was studying psychoneuroimmunology and understanding the connection between what you think in your mind, you know, those inner voices, how that affects the neurochemistry in your brain. And then in turn, how it affects your immune system for the good or the bad. And we talked about this many times on the program. And this is where everything kind of comes full circle. Because the fifth portion of the brain personality connection is your nurture. It's who raised you? Where were you raised? What were societal expectations? What were family expectations? What roles did you play in life? Were you firstborn? Were you the baby? Were you the, you know, the only male in the family or the only female in the child? You know, where, where does all this fit? And how does that work with or against your brain personality connection? And oftentimes it works against it. Oftentimes it takes where you're naturally gifted and it throws it out the window and makes you work harder to be something that you're not. So lots of interest, I mean, lots of great information that are connected in that. And when you talk about that nurture, this is where it can cause you to be very negative and experience a lot of negativity in your life. And when that happens, then you're destroying your immune system. And this is the real heavy hitter. If you, as I said, if you're experiencing a lot of negative, you are causing a chemical reaction in your brain that suppresses the immune system. Go back and listen to one of the programs that I've done on psychoneuroimmunology in the past, and how when I talk about that crazy little part of the brain called the amygdala, and how that affects, you know, what happens in your brain with your immune system and so on. When we're dealing with this, if you, to help illustrate, and it's kind of funny because Saturday I told you that I was speaking for a group there in a women's business group. And there happened to be a neuroscientist in the room. And she came up to me afterwards. I gotta tell you, I had a few butterflies in my stomach. I was a little nervous, you know. I'm not a neuroscientist. I just aggregate and pull together the information that the neuroscientists do the research, right? And here she was. She is a neuroscientist. And so I was a little nervous, you know, boy, I hope I said everything right during my presentation. I hope I was on mark. And she, thankfully I was, and she complimented me quite a bit on the presentation. And what was really funny is she said when she works with her clients, because she's a clinician that works a lot on mindset and utilizing neuroscience to help adjust mindsets for the better, she uses the same illustration that I use, just with a different piece of fruit, to help people understand how their thought process affects them physically. And she uses a papaya and I always use a lemon. And this is, you know, this is when we talk about how what you're thinking about in your mind can affect you physically. Because a lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize just how powerful their thought process is. So she, like I said, she does this exercise with a papaya. I do it with a lemon, because lemons are a little bit more, cause a little bit more of a physical reaction, I think, in the body. But if I were to have take you through this visualization process where I have you think about a lemon, and you know, you're smelling the lemon and you're feeling the lemon in your hand, and you take a bite of a slice of lemon, inevitably, and of course there's a lot more to the process, you know, to this little exercise that we do when I speak. But the point is you can imagine that if you're really focusing on a lemon, what happens? Your mouth starts to salivate, right? So for some people, it doesn't even take that. I don't even have to go that far, right? I just have to say the word lemon and instantly your mouth begins to water. And the reason why that is due to the fact that it's your thought process has changed the neurochemistry, right? Your brain, I tell people all the time, you've got to be careful what you're thinking. Because your brain, okay, these neurons, your brain listens to what you are saying in your mind. So you got to be careful what you're saying. And this exercise helps people to understand that, because when you're thinking about a lemon and you're visualizing a lemon, your brain is going, oh my goodness, this person's going to put the lemon in their mouth, and therefore I have to create this extra saliva to wash all of these extra flavors down because of how tart a lemon is. And it's a fairly simple exercise, but the point, the impact of that information is huge, because it's the same as if you are saying, I can't achieve this, Your brain does not process things the way you think them. It takes that message and it goes, oh, okay, we can't do this. When you are thinking to yourself, oh, I'm so stupid. Your brain goes, oh, we're stupid. And it causes stress in the brain. And the amygdala takes over and it shuts down critical, slows down critical functions in the body based on that. Powerful information. So something fun by looking at the brain personality connection and personality typing and how all of that works together. And, this is so interesting, the way their brain thinks versus the way my brain thinks. It has a hard, concrete application in your very health. Because if you're saying these negative things, the same as if you're thinking about a lemon, it's going to cause a physical reaction. When you're thinking about stressful things, when you are thinking about yourself in a negative light, you are causing a negative physiological reaction in your body. You are lowering your emotional tone. When you lower your emotional tone, you are overacting your subconscious. You are overacting the areas of your brain that you don't want to be in charge. When you think to yourself, I'll never be a success. My father was right. My mother was right. My grandparents were right. That bully at school was right. Your brain listens. And it goes, oh, this isn't a successful person. They just told me this isn't a successful body. So I'm not even going to try to be successful. Why should I? I was just told I'm not. The brain listens. And then, of course, this lowered emotional tone is going to cause a lower unhappy, feeling in yourself. And therefore, it will reduce the effectiveness of your immune system. Crazy, right? Crazy. So we gotta find out what our brain personality might. The big message that we have, the big message that we teach in our certification program that you heard about during the break is all about, this is such a comprehensive certification program. I'm just going to tell you about it for a minute. Since I have a minute here before I close out, I want you to know what this is. And I want you to understand the impact of this certification program. Because it teaches in detail everything I talked about and more. You see, I walk you through the basis of neuroscience and neuropsychology in the beginning of the program, so you know what you're talking about, right? I'm not telling you that I'm gonna give you a degree in neuroscience or neuropsychology, but I am gonna explain to you the basic functions of the chemistry within your brain and how that affects everything in your life. And then I'm going to teach you in detail every single facet of that brain personality connection. I teach you all of the nuances of the introverts, ambiverts, and extroverts, and how you can identify those with just a matter of a question or two. The same with sensory, with the auditories, the visuals, and kinesthetics. And we're going to talk about that brain, those brain quadrant dominances in specific detail. Each of those quadrants, how do you identify those in a person? How do you identify those in your clients, in yourself? How do you maximize your strengths? How do you budget your brain energy to achieve more? Okay, lots of stuff that you learn in this program. I talk in depth about the developing brain. The difference between the male and the female brain, the boy brain, the girl brain. All the stages of development that you need to, as a parent, or if you are coaching anyone who is a parent, they need to know about their kids. So this is all about relationships, not just business. So I don't care if you're a coach for relationships, if you're a teacher, if you're a parent educator, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a coach, life, business, it doesn't matter. mindset, it doesn't matter. All this information in the certification program is amazing and it would fit you perfectly. And you can do, I mean, the level of service and the quality of service that you can give when you become a certified brain personality connection brain personality connection specialist is incredible. Because then I wrap it all around and I show the true impact, and that is the psychoneuroimmunology. So all about the mindset and how it affects your immune system and the science behind that. Because when you know the science, see, this is one of the things, this is what I'm going to talk about today on my Facebook Live at 11 o'clock in an hour, a little over an hour on my Brain Lady Speaks radio, or on my Brain Lady Julie page on Facebook, is the impact. At the end of the day, this isn't just fascinating information. At the end of the day, if you're not living true to your brain personality connection, if you're fighting against your natural gifts, you're destroying your health. If you are working in a business and you are thinking that you can do it all, you're destroying your health. You're destroying your quality of life. You could even be shortening your life. And all this is covered in that certification program. So great information in that program. If it's something you want, if you want more information on it, I guess I kind of turned this this show today into a little infomercial. I apologize for that. That wasn't my goal going in. You know, we had a, you know, if you were here at the beginning of the program, you know that we had kind of a miscommunication somewhere along the line with my guest today that wasn't able to get on. We'll find out here once I get off what happened. But the point is that, so I kind of, you know, stepped up and talked about the brain personality connection, and it kind of twisted there at the end into the certification program. That wasn't my goal. But hopefully you were able to see the import of the information and what a difference understanding it would really make in your life. So if you want to know more information about the brain personality connection, the certification program we talked about, relationships, teaching, any of that information, shoot me an email. Shoot me an email, info@brainladyspeaker. Not Brain Lady Speaks, but brainladyspeaker.com. And yeah, we'll chat. We'll set up an appointment to chat. I would love to discuss the topic with you more. Fascinating information. As always, we're getting here to the end of the program. So as always, stay connected with me on all the social media sites. There are some that I'm more active on than others. I tend to be more active on Facebook than I am on Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram. But I'm trying to kind of ramp them all up so that I have a consistent presence across all of the four main platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. And the connection to get to all of those are on my show page, brainladyspeaks.com. On Facebook, I am the Purple Brain Lady, or I am Your Best Mind Online. Those are the two business pages on Facebook. LinkedIn, I am Brain Lady Julie. Twitter, I am at Brain Lady. Instagram, I am Brain Lady Julie. And those are the areas that I share tidbits of information. Sometimes I just share fun stories. Sometimes I share walking to feed my horses. And we just start chit-chatting about fun things to do with mindset and happiness and whatnot. So lots of fun stuff. I encourage you to stay connected with me there. You want to find out more information about the products and services that I supply, or that we supply through Your Best Mind, you know, go check out there's a lot of information, including information on that certification program, on the Your Best Mind Online. That is yourbestmindonline.com. You can find tons of information there. So go visit that website. If you have ideas for the show, if you have areas or people that you think groups, you know, female entrepreneur groups, I love working corporate. If you have referrals for me in corporate, shoot me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com, or check out that website, www.brainladyspeaker.com. All right. All right, everyone, for now, I thank you for sticking with me here on the program, listening to me jibber jabber about what I absolutely love, and that is the brain, all things brain, and in this case, the brain personality connection. And until next week, I want everyone to simply enjoy every moment.
Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain personality connection. She is getting her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This is the EWN Podcast Network.